Chapter 1.0 Wilfred and Romeo, My Family's Story of Sacrifice, Compassion, and Complexity. Kevin's Note. 1 Corinthians 12, 15-20. 15 Now if the foot should say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. 16 And if the ear should say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. 17 If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? 18 But in fact God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. 19 If they were all one part, where would the body be? 20 As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Kevin's Journey to Forgiveness and Peace. Much of Romeo Itima's virtual museum is shared through my perspective, his son, Kevin Itima. The details I reveal here are deeply personal and, at times, profoundly painful to our family. My intention is never to inflict further hurt or dishonor anyone's name. Instead, I share these truths as a testimony, hoping they may inspire, strengthen, and heal others facing similar trials. I firmly believe, as stated in 1 Corinthians 12:15-20, that we are truly stronger together than apart. If my father, Romeo, were still with us today, Wilfred, William, and all our family would undoubtedly be in a far better position. For over 10 years, I've worked hard to find truth and justice for my mother and siblings. Through years of research and legal battles, I learned something painful. My own uncles, whom I deeply trusted, stood against us. At first, this betrayal filled me with anger and bitterness. I believed they had taken an inheritance meant for my family. But today, I find peace because God has given me something greater than material wealth, peace. I pray for healing in our family because broken bonds harm future generations. True healing starts with honesty, transparency, and forgiveness. I've asked God to forgive me for any mistakes I've made during this journey, and I hope my uncles will do the same. This story isn't about sympathy or gaining favors. It's for anyone facing hardships like ours. Our parents shouldn't become sacrifices for greed or cruelty. I understand the pain of feeling powerless against injustice, especially when resources seem limited. But remember, no situation is too broken for God to fix. Keep faith, stay strong, and trust His plan. Brotherhood, betrayal, and hope. When my father, Captain Romeo Itima, built Global West Vessel Specialist Limited, GWVS Ltd., he had a clear vision, to protect Nigeria's waters and create a lasting legacy for both our family and the nation. After his untimely death, the leadership of the company passed to his close brother, my uncle Wilfred Itima. At the time, I believed my uncle would carry my father's vision forward and honor the legacy he worked so hard to build. But what followed was not the unity and transparency I had hoped for. Instead, it became a painful story of suspicion, silence, and betrayal. Wilfred was not a wealthy man when he lived and worked in the U.S. Still, I believe my father would have wanted him and all of us to benefit from the company he poured his life into. Global West wasn't just a business, it was meant to support the family my father loved deeply. That included Wilfred, and I genuinely hoped the company would give him the opportunities he couldn't access before. The issue was never about Wilfred improving his life. The problem was being left in the dark, cut out from any fair share of my father's legacy. It wasn't about greed, it was about respect, acknowledgement, and the truth. My father built something powerful. All I ever wanted was to see that power used the way he intended, to lift up his family, not divide it. Again, these words are not meant to cause further harm or deepen division within the family. They are meant to set the record straight. I truly believe that part of the healing process begins with truth. I don't believe my uncle's mistakes should define his legacy forever. In fact, I hope this can stand as a testimony, one that teaches others the value of unity and the importance of choosing family over fracture. Chapters. Chapter 1, Romeo's Story. Chapter 1.1, Background and Family. Chapter 1.2, Professional Journey. Chapter 1.3, Entrepreneurial Journey. Chapter 1.4, Global West Foundation. Chapter 1.5, Romeo Passes. Chapter 2, Wilfred's Tenure. Chapter 2.1, Failures at Global West. Chapter 2.2, Leakey's Tenure. Chapter 2.3, Suspicious Global West Actions.